Anna Bohuslava Tomanova was born on November the 8th, 1907, in the small village of Pastviny in the Czech Republic, to the family of a local farmer, Bernard Toman. Her parents named her Anna, and no one at the time had any idea what a cruel fate life had in store for the little girl. It all started when little Anna was 4 years old. Anna was involved in a fire accident in the neighborhood, and because of this, she was bedridden. As the days and months went by, her condition only seemed to get a lot worse, and because of this, she had to remain either bedridden or in a wheelchair. She couldn't attend school, but thanks to a parish priest, she was able to receive the education she needed. On the Feast of Christ the King in 1929, at the age of 22, she saw Jesus for the first time, and this is where he touched her. She then felt pain in her arms, legs, and heart. She had just received the sacred wounds of Christ. On the Feast of the Divine Heart of the Lord in 1944, during the Mass celebrated in a chapel, the wounds of the stigmata reached their peak with profuse bleeding. During Friday's ecstasies, blood also dripped on her forehead. According to eyewitness accounts, the wound below the heart was 13 centimeters long and 7 centimeters wide. Information about the stigmata soon spread among people, and crowds of not only believers, but also curious people began to flock to Anna. For the paralyzed woman, meeting the visitors was tiring, but she humbly endured them. Even though the bishop forbade visits, people continued to come. She loved many, so she was not afraid of painful sacrifices. These very sacrifices that were offered up for poor souls. She did not consider herself to be anything, and liked to call herself the poor woman of Jesus. She explained that poverty is so inconspicuous and insignificant that it is often trampled upon. Anna's obedience was touching, and her love for the Lord Jesus was absolutely unique. She called the Eucharistic Savior the White King in reference to the Eucharist and lingered in front of the tabernacle as long as she could. She also had a special respect for priests and sometimes saw Christ himself instead of a priest. Anna was said to be able to identify the remains of saints and relieve the pain or illness of others, and that's by taking them on. For example, a crying child came in with an ear infection. Anna, who already knew about it, just told her to wait, and the result came. She herself had discharge from her ear for 2 days, and the child was fine. Anna's love for God was also manifested in the fact that she sacrificed the innate and mystical suffering above all for priests and for the sanctity of their lives, especially at a time when many collaborated with communism in the so-called peace movement of the Catholic clergy. Furthermore, she sacrificed herself for the freedom of the church and these oppressed orders. She also had the fate of the nation at heart, and that people should not desecrate Sunday with work. Her love for her neighbor was mainly manifested in the fact that she patiently received numerous visitors and had a kind and encouraging word for everyone. When she learned about the serious illness of others, she often begged the Lord to suffer in their place, and she was heard. During sleepless nights, she prayed many rosaries for the intentions of her neighbors. This, among other things, proves her devotion to the Virgin Mary. She once said, "As long as I suffered without love, I suffered like an animal. Now I suffer gladly. My suffering is happiness for me." According to numerous witnesses of Anna's life, the Lord chose this sufferer to show us his mercy and to encourage us in Christian perfection by her example. Father Antonin Strish, who was the last spiritual director of Anna Bohuslava Tomanova until her death on March the 29th, 1957, testified to her heroic virtues. In his funeral speech, he highlighted her deeply Christian mindset, humility, heroic patience, loving mindset with Christ, tender devotion to the Mother of God, and readiness to make sacrifices for others. During her life and after her death, God honored Anna Bohuslava Tomanova with miracles through her intercession, and even today, miraculous healings are still taking place. Anna Bohuslava Tomanova, pray for us.